For WKAR News, I'm Karel Vega. It's been a tradition in the Lansing community for decades. This weekend, Lansing's Cristo Rey Church will welcome thousands of visitors to its annual fiesta. To tell us more about what we can expect from this weekend's celebration, I spoke with Guillermo Lopez, the organizer of the 2018 Cristo Rey Fiesta. This Memorial Day weekend, Lansing will transform into the heart of Latin America. The occasion, a tradition almost four decades strong. For 3 days, people will come from across not just Michigan, but places all over the country to celebrate with family and friends at the 2018 Cristo Rey Church Fiesta. Organizing the event this year is Guillermo Lopez. He says one new thing visitors can look forward to this year is something no party can be without.
More food.
More food?
Yes. That's one of the things that we have brought in, a little bit of different food. We have tinga this year that we haven't had before. We have fruit cups that haven't been here for a while. And then we have aguas frescas. So that's a surprise.
For listeners wondering what tinga could possibly be, it's a delectable mix of shredded chicken, tomatoes, chipotle sauce, onions, and beans, all served on top of a crunchy tostada. If you've never had the chance to explore some of Mexico's lesser-known dishes stateside, Fiesta is your chance to sample authentic homemade cuisine without the need to grab your passport.
I mean, you can't beat the food. It's homemade. We make it here at the church. It's our own parishioners that make all the food in here. So, everything's fresh. So we don't, that's the highlight, basically, of the Fiesta. It's the food for many.
Food is one of the biggest factors that draws people to come out to Fiesta. Lopez says visitors throughout the weekend can range in the tens of thousands.
Well, what we say is that we get about 20,000 people that come in and out, not all at one point. But the three-day event, you know, people come, people leave, come to eat, then come to the festivities afterwards. So in and out, we fear about 20,000 people go through. But it depends. It depends on the weather. It depends on who's leaving for a holiday on the weekend, and depends, weather. Weather has a lot to do with it. Even though we're under a tent, it's just getting here. But once they're under the tent, it's fine. You know, people continue to have fun. We've had torrential rains out there, and people are still having fun under the tent.
And speaking of that tent Lopez just mentioned, it is massive, sharing more similarities to a circus big top than your standard festival rain tarp. And under this tent is where you'll find a diverse mix of vendors and entertainers. Although the thought of a massive flock of people gathered under a tent may seem overwhelming to some newcomers to Fiesta, WKER intern Mariana Cavazo says that's not the case. She's been coming to Fiesta for a little over a decade.
I think it's a more down-home experience because as big as it looks, it's not. You can walk the whole Fiesta in a little bit of like 15 minutes. You can see everything it has for you. And that's probably the best part because you don't feel overwhelmed. You don't feel awkward.
Lopez says Fiesta is all about having a family-friendly experience.
This is a fun Fiesta. And it's a family fun Fiesta. So during the day, for the most part, it's family-oriented with the dance troops, with the children's games, with the mechanical games, with the bouncing thing, you know, like, kids go in there and bounce up and down. So it's all about family.
Of course, what's a party without good entertainment? Lopez says Cristo Rey's Fiesta will have no shortage of things to keep you busy.
Entertainment, well, we have a mariachi, first of all, on Friday. That's a kind of a tradition now. We open the Fiesta with a mariachi. Then we have a church group that will be doing an Aztec or dance. So they'll portray Aztec culture. And then we have Rey Rodriguez, who will be singing the national anthem. And that's to salute our veterans. And as you know, we have many Latino veterans. So to them and the rest of the veterans, we want to salute them on Memorial Weekend.
Performers will range from Cristo Rey Church's own dance troupe and musical acts to diverse sounds like Flint's Mariachi Estudiantil. To Lansing's own Tejano Sound Band. The Cristo Rey Fiesta is a diverse celebration of Latin American culture where all are welcome to attend. With the festival's roots from Cristo Rey Church, Lopez says the highlight is on the last day of festivities.
You know, the church service, the Mass on Sunday, it's like the highlight of all the fiesta. And What happens there is that you have the presentation of those children who have made the first communion. In a way, it's they're uplifted by that, you know, because the community is celebrating them as more so than anything else. So that's in line with our Mass and festivities.
The Cristo Rey Fiesta begins Friday, May 25th at 4 p.m. and runs to Sunday evening. For more information on the 2018 Cristo Rey Fiesta, you can visit WKAR.org. For WKAR, I'm Karel Vega.